Well, gender gap is in information technology slowly shrinking following various interventions by numerous stakeholders who are helping the girl child science to take up the challenge. And in South Sudan, the Go Girls ICT initiative will today start an 11-day mentorship program, and this will be targeting 30 universities. And I have representatives from the Go Girls ICT here with me today. I have Yin Yankee and Eva Yai. Good morning, and thank you so much for coming.
Good morning, Irene.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Right, and for someone who's listening to, who's hearing Go Girls ICT for the first time, what is this initiative about?
Go Girls ICT initiative is about mentorship in STEM generally, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we've been in existence for, I think, about 7 years, coming to 8 this year.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us about this program that is going to see 30 universities participate.
So FIT, as we call it, it's a... it's from idea to prototype. Basically, that's the name of the project, and it's built on the Google Developers Student Club ideas. So during in March, the students who several students who are at the university who are part of the Google Developers Student Club applied for the Solutions Challenge by Google. So they submitted a number of ideas that they wanted to also represent South Sudan. So before they could submit the ideas, they invited a number of stakeholders, including us, to come and evaluate how their ideas and how they could pitch. It was during that time that we actually realized that they had a lot of gaps and they didn't understand how to put their content together or how to present their ideas. So when I saw that, I told my colleague Eva, who was not present, I was like, you know what? I was at the event, but ABCD and ABCD and ABCD's meet.
The event in Juba?
Yes, yes, at the University of Juba.
Right.
So yeah, I identified a number of challenges the students are facing, and I think this is something we could pick up and mentor them more.
Right.
Yes.
So what is this Google Developers Club?
It's a group of students who decided to come together and basically teach themselves the several basics that are involved around technology and build solutions and support each other.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And Eva, I'll come right back to you. Now, are you basing this from the loopholes that you found out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll be looking at those loopholes. Well, Eva, I mean, what is the objective of this?
So the objective of this is for the students to be able to actually look deeper into their solutions and analyze whether the consumers or people really want these solutions, and then tailor them according to what the consumers or the people want, so that they have a solution that will be used at the end of the day and not something that will be shelved.
What do you think the students will be able to do after this program?
So the students will actually be able to communicate with consumers of the technology or software, and then they would also get skills on how to actually make this a reality, not just something theory, but they'll have to come up with a solution that they'll code, program, and present for testing in the market.
Right. Now, Yin, what are some of these solutions? We'll just want to have a sneak peek into it.
There are quite a number of ideas, about six. There is one called ClimAware, which is about awareness regarding the climate issues and the challenges and the environmental issues. That's one of the ideas. Then there is one called iMedic. iMedic is much less about the pregnant and breastfeeding mothers.
Okay, then, okay, how would that be associated now?
So it's basically a tool that the students looked at the challenges that pregnant mothers face in South Sudan and breastfeeding mothers. So it's, for them, it's how do we provide these different categories of people information. So yeah, that's also one of the system that they are working on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I mentioned the universities that will be participating.
Yeah.
I mean, the 30. So which ones are coming on board?
So actually, since it since the project targets an existing group of students, the students that are currently there are from three universities. There is Stafford, there is University of Juba, and there is there Star University?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does 30 come into the picture, Eva?
Oh, so actually it's not 30 universities, but 30 students.
Yes, 3 universities.
From different universities in Joppa, actually.
Okay, okay. So what I would like you to help us break down some of these things that you'll be discussing.
Yes, so in the discussion we shall be talking about research, because it's really very important for any solution to work out. You need to first do your research and see the gaps in the market. Mm-hmm. And then we are also looking into user-centered design or design thinking, which involves designing around empathy, being able to empathize with the communities and the users of your systems before you actually build them. Because most times we computer scientists and ITs, we always think of solutions, come up with ideas in our heads and try to think for people what we think they need. But in the end, those projects fail.
Right.
So we want to teach these students to be able to empathize. And then also there is, of course, use cases. How do you turn these theoretical or theories and problems from the communities into technical solutions and then be able to translate them from what they have said into the programming and the hardcore computer science stuff.
You seem to be in agreement. Would you like to jump in?
No, she summarized all that. Basically, that's it.
Right.
And of course, presentation skills, because I realized most of them don't know how to present and they're just all over the place. And they're like, no, you have to sell yourself in a way someone feels like we need your solution and you're the right person we could work with or we could support.
Right.
So, yes.
So, 11 days, have you classified what will be touched when on these 11 days?
Yes. And day zero was yesterday.
Okay.
So day zero was basically briefing, trying to understand what are the expectations, what are the challenges beyond the scope, and also trying to understand their schedule, because they are students, and at Goggles we have one rule: no missing classes.
Right.
So even if you're part of our mentorship, how do you organize your time? So basically yesterday that was it. What are your goals? What are your objectives? Do you want this? Is this relevant for you?
Right.
So it's like throwing a ball at them to really go and think about it before we initially start the entire training segment.
Right, and what came out strongly for you on their ambitions?
I think for me it's their zeal to learn, because it's like, oh, madam, we also miss this. If you could also train us, for example, on web development, if you could take this throughout the whole year until the end when we are done with this entire process. And they're like, what? It's just for 11 days.
Imagine. I was about to say, is 11 days enough to cover what you want to cover, Eva?
11 days is not really that much, but since they already have their ideas, so we are looking at how to polish them up. But of course, this is a pilot. It's something that we are starting, and maybe in future we shall be able to adjust. Yes.
Right. And I was about to ask. Yes, please go right ahead.
I think for us, being solutions that they are developing, after the 11 days, they will still continue to interact with us. So it's going to be basically on group basis.
Right.
If you have a challenge, you come back to us. So we continue guiding you until, because at the end, we also want them to present back these solutions.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And let me also understand the Goggles ICT initiative. Are you based in schools or you have your own organization?
So we have our own organization, but we work with schools because they are our target.
Right.
Yes.
So schools call you to come and mentor?
No, we identify schools. We have schools that we've worked with for all these years. And, of course, there are those that express interest after seeing what's going on in other schools. But usually we approach the schools.
Right. So what are some of the activities that you carry out in those schools?
So we do mentorship, especially in primary and secondary school. We teach girls how to code or how to love coding.
You encourage them to love science.
To love sciences, to love coding.
Right.
And then, of course, we have some programs with the teachers. There are a few schools where we have a few teachers who have developed some content related to practical sciences, but done at home or in the comfort of classes instead of doing them in the laboratories. So they have been able to produce content under a project called Classroom on Phone. And now we are testing these solutions in different schools and running the experiments.
Mm.
And of course, we have other outreach programs, like we go to schools and do repairs, school repair cafes. If a school has a computer laboratory, we go out and we are able to repair computers or do a lot of maintenance with the students.
Is this pro bono or at a subsidized price?
No, it's not paid for. There is always someone funding it.
Ah,
yeah, so we did that actually last in April.
Yeah,
in April. Yes, in April, because it was the Girls in ICT Month.
Mm.
And, of course, National Communications Authority was able to fund that.
Okay.
Yes.
Right, thank you so much. Now, Yin, it's 8 years and you're still counting. What are some of the successful stories?
I think we are even a success. The fact that we are still standing today,
right.
For me, I think that's the huge success of Go Girls.
Mm.
Well, we had very huge plans for Go Girls, but I think seeing us where we are today, that we have beneficiaries whom we picked from secondary school, and now they are at the university,
wow.
And doing the courses that they love to do.
The science courses.
Mm-hmm. Some science, some arts, but the fact that they are able to use technology in a very simple and easy way, and they love it and they integrate it very well, for us, we feel like that's a huge success.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, Eva and Yin Yenki, thank you so much for being our time to speak to us. And what would your last message be in regards to girls being into a bigger part on science, and what can parents do to encourage more girls or their girls?
So our parents should be supportive, and of course they should also be there for this. Sometimes schools invite parents to come and see what their kids are doing, and some parents are very busy, but being there for your kids and going to the schools or going to different programs to see what they're doing, that's an encouragement to them already, and it motivates them to actually do better.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And Ian, anything?
For me, I think I love to say, let girls be girls. Let her explore. Let her find her dream. Let her find her desires.
Mm.
You work as a parent, just give the hand.
Right.
Yes.
It is. Thank you so much for your time, and continue mentoring.
You're welcome.
The girls of South Sudan. Have a good day.
You too.
Well, it's just 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Good morning. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. 30 students from different universities in the country will be converging today, and they'll be mentored in coding, in science, representations, and how they can be solution-oriented people. I mean, the world is changing, and why not embrace technology? Well, stay tuned. Good morning.